Today's devotional is based on Mark 2, verses 13 through 22. It was written by Dr. Shan Overton. Drive your cart and plow over the bones of the dead. A quote from William Blake in The Marriage of Heaven and Hell. This Blakean proverb has always struck me as true, despite its initial disorienting harshness. At first glance, Blake's directive sounds barbarous. Who in their right mind would drive a vehicle over someone else's bones, burying them? But a second read reminds me that plowing bones into the earth enriches the dirt, making it more productive for growth. A bag of fish meal dug into a backyard garden makes for healthier soil and root development and produces a greater bounty of vegetables. Flowers and trees often grow very well on top of graves. Allowing the old to decompose into the soil of life provides sustenance for creative and spiritual growth. For some reason, Blake's dictum always makes me think of Jesus' teaching in the Gospel about the old wineskins. It's a very different analogy, but the renewing spirit is the same. If you want to enjoy new wine, you have to get rid of those inflexible old containers, which are unable to hold the fresh liquid. Having settled into a particular shape, the old skins are not elastic. Freshly pressed and fermented wine will simply burst the skins, resulting in lost wine and useless vessels. I know that driving my cart and plow over old bones is good for my garden of spirituality and creativity because it makes possible new growth. But I am very reluctant to release those old bones into the dirt. Though we may know it is good to shed old wineskins to make way for the new wine, most of us have a hard time discarding the old stuff. Letting go is not easy. But Lent gives us a time to reflect on doing just that. This season is an opportunity to bury those old bones and let them fertilize the ground, to discard the old wineskins so that we might enjoy new wine and to grow into new life. Let us pray. This Lenten season, we pray that God might grace us with the strength and courage to let go of the old wineskins, to plant the old bones in the dirt, so that we might be filled with new wine, bear witness to new growth, and cultivate a new life in Christ. Amen.